talk about 93 till infinity. Come on, man. That's like, it's a blessing, man.
Boom. Like the fellas, it was like, and it was just like natural. It was just like, yo.
It was a very good time in the culture. This is 93 till infinity, you know? So it's marking the time, but it's also kind of moving beyond the time, too, you know?
Before Raekwon had a purple tape, Souls of Mischief had a blue tape.
Everybody I knew it was on that little blue tape. You know what I mean? That shit was cracked.
For me, it was like, okay, if y'all think I'm dope, y'all gotta peep these fools.
Oh. These kids, man, from these weird angles, man, with the camera, man. Souls of Mischief, man.
You know, hip-hop fans from age, you know, 15 to 50, if you are a real hip-hop fan, that's an album that really means something to you.
That's the first shit that helped me, like, learn how to rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, being honest, you know?
That was definitely on the playlist. That's when Lost is definitely L.A. You can play that in the club, motherfucker, for a while, wow.
And they used to play 93 to Infinity in the clubs here in New York a lot, too. It was a big record here in New York City.
Souls of Mischief. They had that automatic New York love because they was doing the same shit that we was doing.
And for them to come out and have the talent to find them as opposed to where they was from was big for the West Coast and just big for artistry.
Souls of Mischief, the dudes right there. I'm telling you, every time I DJ in the club and I throw that joint on, when it's real hip hop time, yeah, it's West Coast. And throwing that 93 until crazy.
Souls of Mischief.
Souls of Mischief. Have a good and screw.